So how you doing today, Kev Mac? What's been going on? This is OG Cutes, just chilling, getting ready to go to work later on. Everything's going good. You know what's crazy is that those guys, I guess they're bishops that, I can't think of his name, but two of those guys, here these dudes are bloods, and they sound like they're trying to support this dude's distorted, belief, you know, the stuff that he puts out there from his mind about he fought Raymond and about he was at Fremont. Come on, man. The dude was in junior high school at least back then. He was a buster. And if they don't believe that he went to Washington with me in 74, all they got to do is check the school records. All they got to do is get on the little thing, and you fill out your name and everything, and you want to look up your students, and just say Jamel Barnes for the class of 74, who were some of the students at Washington High School. And that was before it was a preparatory school. It was just regular Washington High School. Then you could see he was attending school. He wasn't up there walking around on someone else's turf. He moved over there because he got ran off the east side a long time ago by the Avenues for slapping one of the homeboy sisters over there. They blasted him with a 12 gauge. That's why he was lopsided when he would walk from that injury. So, and then he's gonna make up all of these lies, and he always refers to the police. Every time he's talking about something, police this, police that. And he's in favor of the police. I mean, I don't hate cops, but I'm just saying there's a lot of dirty fucking cops out there. I know that much. And ain't nobody doing nothing to correct it. I haven't seen none of them get arrested, none of them get fired. So, you know, it's just let it go, die down until the next person's get shot with a natural comb or, you know, one of those electric cigarettes or whatever. They make the excuse to bust the cap on a motherfucker. But he always refers to them. So that's why I think he's with them. I'm thinking he's part of them, you know, because some of the shit that he says is straight pro-police, you know. I'm not anti-police, but I'm not going to be kissing their ass. I'm not going to be like, oh, I got to be friends with the cops and all that shit. Why? I'm not a criminal. Why do I got to act like I'm kissing their ass? They servants to me. I pay taxes. They work for me. I don't work for them. So he's just a buster, man. And anybody who tries to defend him, you're a buster too. So that's all I gotta say about it.